Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, December 21st. First, the weather. The rain has paved the way for cool and sunny weather the next few days of this holiday week. Lows will dip into the 50s and 60s. Let's get things started in real estate. Developers of the Wharf Miami complex along the Miami River have revealed plans for an ambitious $185 million expansion. Riverside Wharf will be the home of the 165-room Dream Hotel. The development also is expected to include 16,000 square feet of restaurants, a 12,000 square foot event hall, a nightclub, and rooftop day club. There will also be a private marina with space for yachts. Located near downtown, Wharf Miami now has about 30,000 square feet of open-air space, mostly for live music events and other programs. In entertainment news, Miley Cyrus is coming to Miami. The former Hannah Montana star is not alone. She's with SNL comedian Pete Davidson, and they're prepping to ring in 2022. The two will co-host Miley's New Year's Eve party. It will air live from the Magic City on NBC and livestream on Peacock. The fun begins at 10:30 p.m. and ends at 12:30 a.m. The event will also feature surprise guests and musical performances from an undisclosed location. In sports, Duke Johnson had a career game in his return to Hard Rock Stadium. Now he's signing on to the Miami Dolphins active roster. Johnson is a Miami native. He went to high school at Norland and played his college ball at the University of Miami. On Sunday with the Dolphins, Johnson rushed 22 times for 107 yards and 2 scores in a win over the New York Jets. Johnson got the start because other running backs were sidelined for much of the week due to COVID protocols. And speaking of COVID, 48 passengers and crew members tested positive on Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas. The ship docked at Port Miami on Saturday. The 4 dozen cases are prompting some concern that cruising may see a repeat of the spread of COVID-19 at the onset of the pandemic and the subsequent shutdown of the industry for more than a year. Royal Caribbean says that the passengers who tested positive were either asymptomatic or had mild symptoms. And finally, Pulitzer Prize-winning humorist Dave Barry joins us on the new Greg Cody Show podcast to discuss his 2021 holiday gift guide. That's the annual feature in the Miami Herald that Dave admits is every bit as ridiculous as it is fun. Need a bizarre Christmas gift sure to be the talk of your holiday? Then this is the podcast for you. You'll also hear Dave discuss being a joke writer for Steve Martin and being a part of the Rock Bottom Remainders, the all-star writers band. Find the Greg Cody Show wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.